afternoon. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union, and I'm Kimberly Reed Hyman from Delaware Valley Charter High School.
And this is Erica, a graduate from Furness High School.
And we are the hosts.
The Student Union is a youth-led organization. We are a group of young people who believe that a high-quality public education is a human right. So we are organizing and building power to make positive changes in the school system.
On Blast is the one and only youth-led and youth-produced radio show in Philadelphia.
This means that students do the interviews, edit and produce everything you're about to hear, and we also host the show.
Today we'll hear a piece about the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools, MLK Day event, where youth and adults looked at ways to make schools safer without criminalizing young people.
We'll also hear a powerful piece about a recent Valentine's Day rally for public education. We filled the state capitol and brought together students and parents from across Pennsylvania to tell Governor Corbett to make education a top priority in the next state budget.
We also have the story about the Youth Food Bill of Rights.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Now, let's get into our first piece of the day. In this report, we hear highlights from an event that took place on MLK Day, hosted by the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
On January 6th, youth leaders from the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools, also known as CNS, hosted an expert panel for youth and adults. This panel was designed to provide skills and steps that students, parents, teachers, as well as community members could use to end interpersonal and biased violence in their schools and communities. You're about to hear highlights from the panel. First, Steve Carr from the International Institute for Restorative Practices.
Every single day, there's students in the Philadelphia Public Schools coming into school, sitting in a classroom, bringing all of their needs and looking at a teacher and saying, will you help me grow? Will you help me learn? Will you help me navigate this very complex thing called life? With restorative practices, it is really ultimately a leadership model. There's a lot of different pieces that need to be taken a look at in all of this, but we say, how are the people in charge, the leaders, the people with influence, how are they going to exercise that influence in a way that has people want to come to the table, to be engaged, to feel safe, to want to be in those classrooms, to risk learning, because we all know to learn, it requires a state of vulnerability. Okay? So how do we create those environments in the classroom so that learning can take place?
Boomy Samuels from Philadelphia Freedom Schools.
From the standpoint of what you need inside of a school to make a school successful, there's a great lack of training that is taking place in the school district. A young teacher coming into a classroom facing a large amount of issues that young people are coming into the classroom with, not really knowing how to manage a class, not really knowing how to deal with instruction, not really knowing how to meet a young person where they are in terms of instruction, that's a major issue when you talk about enhancing a young person's experience in the classroom. You have to be able to really know what they're coming with and also know how to deliver the curriculum that will help them to engage not only the world they're seeing inside the school, but also the world they're seeing outside the school.
Helen Gim, board member of Asian American United.
People should not be surprised that children arrive at schools with biases, stereotypes, and misperceptions about other people. This is the first time that they will likely meet people of different races, with different languages. Why is it upsetting or offensive that people don't understand someone else's religion or their culture, or why they don't speak English properly, or why don't they speak English at all? I mean, this, to me, high school and school is a place to work out those things, and that people should not be afraid or angry or upset when those things happen. But what's angry and upsetting is when bias happens, stereotypes and hateful language gets used, and people just walk away like, oh, well, we'll just make sure that doesn't happen again, or hopefully I won't be around the next time it happens.
Neil Giet, a Philadelphia high school teacher.
While we're here today to talk about nonviolence, I mean, the recipes for nonviolence for changing a culture of a school are pretty straightforward. You need, number one, to engage students, staff, and administrators in the building and give them the opportunity to build functional and meaningful relationships with the people. Because I don't think anybody here would disagree either, that we cannot move anywhere as a teacher, as an administrator, as a student, if you don't have fundamental relationships built with the people that you're working with, hands down. Then finally, in addition to having those relationships, you need to build a feasible, a reliable and consistent academic program that meets the needs of as many students as possible. Now, on the course of that, kids are going to falter, adults are going to falter. And so schools and adults and children need the mechanisms to address these issues and come to terms with mistakes that they make and people that they hurt on the way. And so part of the reason I'm here is because I've seen, I believe as an educator, that helping kids become responsible for things that they've done and adults become responsible for things that they've done is part of what making an essential and active citizen is all about.
Azeem Hill, youth leader from the Philadelphia Student Union and the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
I think one of the main issues we forget, you know, when it comes to addressing like the overall issue in our schools is that we forget who this school system is structured around, and it's structured around a student. So if we have problems with students, why aren't we asking students for solutions? Even if they're not if they don't agree on the same solution, I think our school should be places to help students, you know, understand collectively what issues are. And that's what the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools is doing, is creating that model that engages young people in conversations like that.
For more information about the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools panel, go to www.campaignfornonviolentschools.org, all one word. This piece was edited by Andrea Job, and I'm Shayla Johnson, and you're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
We just heard a piece about how the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools is finding solutions to violence in our schools. Now let's get some news.
The Pennsylvania Department of Education has just made a new rule for Philadelphia schools. Teachers are not allowed to give PSSA tests to their own students. This new rule will mean that teachers in each school will be shuffled around on PSSA day, so each class of students will be with a teacher who doesn't normally teach them.
This new rule is coming about because of allegations that many schools were cheating on the PSSAs. These allegations started in July of last year, after the state got the results of an audit they had commissioned. The audit showed that there were quote unquote statistical irregularities at schools across the state, which could be signs of cheating. Since then, the state has investigated a total of 89 Pennsylvania schools and 38 school districts and 10 charter organizations.
Officials at the Pennsylvania Department of Education believe that teachers are helping students during the PSSA testing, which counts as cheating. Therefore, they think that separating students from their regular teachers on test days will solve the problem.
But a lot of teachers and administrators are pointing out that this could cause a lot of problems for students and teachers. One teacher who commented on the Philadelphia Public Schools notebook blog said, "Our kids are comfortable with their classroom teachers. The state is taking away any security the kids feel and add into their test-taking anxiety."
Another teacher commented, "Honestly, I think we are being set up to fail. Students are not going to perform like they normally would, so scores will go down. And the state will try to say that they were cheating all along."
Some people are also pointing out that this new rule is discriminating against Philadelphia schools, because even though 38 school districts were investigated, Philadelphia and Hazleton Area School District are the only two districts that have to follow this new rule.
It looks like teachers, parents, and students are going to have a lot to say about this. To stay up to date on this story, check out the Philadelphia Public Schools Notebook at thenotebook.org. Stay tuned for more on Blast after this short music break.
If you're just tuning in, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can also listen to the show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com.
On February 14th, Valentine's Day, more than 400 students and parents from several Pennsylvania school districts held a rally for public education at the state capitol. They represented people from all over Pennsylvania, with folks from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Reading, and Chester.
Fall back in love with public education was the day's theme. Holding heart-shaped signs and wearing Valentine's Day's colors, students spoke out about the devastating effects of last year's billion-dollar cuts to education. They demanded that equitable school funding be a priority in the next state budget.
This action came a week after Governor Corbett announced his plan for the next state budget on February 7th. He has proposed keeping education spending at about the same level it was last year, carrying over the almost $1 billion in education budget cuts.
Erica Johnson put together highlights from the action. Let's listen.
No education, no what?
No education, no life.
No education, no what?
No education, no life.
No education, no what?
No education, no life.
Make some noise if you're here today to tell Governor Corbett to fall back in love with public education.
Chester Upland School District has been crippled by Governor Corbett's budget cuts. In January, my teachers were working without pay. Let me say that again. My teachers were working without pay. There is a constant fear of the school shutting down because our budget is not substantial for a quality education. Is that right?
No!
Is that right?
No!
Students get tired of not getting the help they need and not being paid attention to, so they begin to act out. If you don't invest the time and money into something, how do you expect it to grow and have a positive outcome? We deserve to be heard. We matter too. It's time we all take a stand and fight for what is right.
We, the students, parents, and teachers of districts all across Pennsylvania, are fed up. We are making it known that we are through with sitting back and allowing our elected officials to make decisions that have little to no regard for our education, our future, and for our lives.
Governor Corbett, if you invest in our schools, you can close your prison doors. You can close your prison doors.
Governor Corbett is keeping the basic education spending at the same level as last year. In other words, he is carrying over the devastating $1 billion cut from last year. This will make it impossible for us to climb out of the hole that our districts are already in. We are here today to demand better. How can we afford to keep going at this level? Education is a human right and it should be funded that way.
If we don't prioritize education in this budget, we definitely see more dropouts and less young people going and staying in college.
Education is the only way for youth to make it. And hearing that they won't restore our funding is like our government is giving up before they even try. I'm saying this speech because Governor Corbett, we need your help. It's up to you to do right by us. We're counting on you.
You are giving up on our generation. I'm here to tell you, but your politically correct friends will not. Get your priorities straight and fund for education of a prison.
Somos el pueblo que eligió usted.
We are the people of Pennsylvania, and we will not stop organizing until we receive a positive answer.
We want him to restore the cuts in education he previously made. We want him to increase funding in districts that need it. We are students across Pennsylvania fighting towards a common goal.
It's okay for you to take our education and our futures away, isn't it? You're setting us up for failure because without proper education, the next road is crime. We all know that leads to expressway prison. What you need to do is fund after-school activities, mentoring programs, college prep programs. Intramural athletics. With these types of activities, there will no longer be a need to put any more funding into prisons. Put your money where our minds are.
This is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Convict music. See, I can kind of recall a little ways back. Small trying to ball, always been black. And my hair, I tried it all. I even went flat, had a gumby curly top and all that crap. Now, just trying to be appreciated. Nappy headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick, had them give me little twists and it drove them crazy. But then I couldn't get no job, this corporate wouldn't hire no dreadlocks. Then I thought about my dogs on the block, kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed, cause success didn't come till I cut it all off.
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. Like a slave at the turn of the century. It's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin. I am not your expectations. No.
With the wave cap and the cops wanna harass, cause I got babes. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta change all this fearance. Maybe judging one another by their appearance. Yes, India, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world.
Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better person. Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better friend. Oh, the way I wear my head determines my integrity. I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer, chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling.
This is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. Up next, a story produced by Deja Parker and Imani Curtis. They interviewed the members of the Urban Nutrition Initiative to find out what food justice means to them.
Have you ever wondered why low-income communities are targeted largely for fast food chains and corner stores?
Laquanda Dobson and George Cephas answer these questions posed to you. They are members of the Urban Nutrition Initiative and speak on food justice and healthy eating in Philadelphia communities.
Hi, my name is Laquanda Dobson and I work for the Urban Nutrition Initiative.
My name is George Cephas. I work with Urban Nutrition Initiative also.
And what we've been working on this summer is staying rooted in our community. So we have been doing some community explorations. So we've been going around in the community, seeing what vacant lots are around, access to corner stores. We also been planning for a youth-led conference called Rooted in Community. And at the Rooted in Community conference, we came up with a youth food bill of rights.
The Urban Nutrition Initiative believes in a movement they call food justice.
What is food justice? Food justice is basically making healthy foods available for places that don't have it and educating your peers on how to be healthy.
According to the Urban Nutrition Initiative Food Bill of Rights, they demand that fast food chains and restaurants stop advertising to minors under the age of 14.
It's not that we want them to stop advertising to younger kids. It's just that we want them to advertise healthier options instead of advertising like fast food restaurants and things like that, burgers and stuff like that, advertise a salad or something healthier, fruit or things like that.
We want them to make, like on McDonald's, they make burgers look sexy. Sexy is the new everything. Seriously, they make burgers look sexy. Why can't they make kale look sexy? Like, maybe have a commercial with kale dropping into a bowl, like, poof. You know, just, they make burgers look sexy, just smacking it down. Why can't they make fruits and vegetables look sexy? And that's all what we want. More fruits and vegetables on TV.
10 years from now, the future looks pretty bright for the city of Philadelphia.
In 10 years, I would like to see more supermarkets, because Philadelphia is the second in the nation with the lowest supermarkets, and I think that is terrible. I hope to see more people turning their front yards into raised beds. I want to see more community meals happening. I just want to see more green space going on. And I just would like to see more students cooking their own lunch in school.
This piece was produced by Imani Curtis and Deja Parker from On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.
You can contact the Urban Nutrition Initiative at www.youthfoodbillofrights.com for more information on the Youth Food Bill of Rights and food justice.
PSU is excited to offer our resources to the youth.
That's right. Come check out our Young People's Computer Center for middle and high school students. It's open Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. The computer center is located at PSU's office at 4205 Chestnut Street on the second floor.
We also have free, college essays workshops. These workshops include info on preparing for the PSAT and SAT, financial aid and scholarships, and how to fill out college applications.
For more info, visit our website at www.phillystudentunion.org.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I have a dream.
dream of reaching heaven. Me and Malcolm were chatting about impeaching presidents and how my album went platinum. I'm asking to pack away all of the struggles inside of me. As a nation, we'll develop and govern our own society. I dream of a time when there's a cure for AIDS, and no longer will the people be afraid to get laid. Think how great it would be to stop choosing deception when intelligent minds replace the nuclear weapons. I'm heading for a dream where the weed will be legal, the homeless will have homes, and we can keep feeding the people. I need to see every father keep supporting his kids, where hip-hop entertains and remains informative. I dream the price of gasoline won't rise no more, so that the innocent people don't have to die of a war. We'll put an end to oppression, the fights and constant feuding, have the people unite and rewrite the Constitution. I have a dream.
I have a dream. I want to wake up to a revolution. I have a dream.
My body, mind, and soul is united. My roles are all right, and I know how to be happy but fight it. I dream that I might have a little more control of my tics and hold a role in some flicks where I was born in a chick. And I could roll up to the Golden Globes, lace a newly stolen clothes, and throw them flows while holding both a statue and a microphone. I have a dream that freestyle circles could be more supportive and stop the spitting of the written that we all get bored of. A dream where people see the green is abundant, not fiend for the hundred, but lend the friends that need it, not love it. I covered the dream where people see a broken heart, they go and mend it, not go and play the part and aid the art of codependence. I dream the only time of drama is when we come about our mama. She could promise we're protected from the bombers. I'm a dream about a day when the fear has been lifted. I shed a tear, grab a beer, and toast the year with a gift. I have a dream.
I have a dream. I want to wake up to a revolution. I have a dream. People will rise up, become wiser. I want to see people uniting after the fighting.
Over build the minds of the youth, as opposed to holding us down, we'll keep finding the truth. We won't fall for what they're showing us, no one will be owning us. We'll move towards utopia and heal all the phobias. I have a dream, all my fans will keep supporting me. Religion won't be based on man's organized conformity. It ought to be a time of us gaining our self-identity. Though I dream for the power, the fame, and wealth of the Kennedys. I enter these days with the intention to change the death penalty and put lethal injections away. Intervention will save the lives of people addicted. Racism will be evicted, we'll be equal to kick it. It's a wicked world where we possess the power to change the poverty, depression, unless it is ours to claim. The game's to believe, I dare you to become what it means. I found it only right and fair to share some of these dreams. I have a dream.
I have a dream. I want to wake up to a revolution. I have a dream. People will rise up, become wiser. I want to see people uniting after the fighting.
You just heard a word from On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. Just a taste of what the Student Union does.
Want more info? Check us out at our website, www.phillystudentunion.org, or shoot us an email, onblast@phillystudentunion.org. Find us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Questions, comments, we'll love to hear from you. Till then, we're your hosts, Kimberly
and Erica,
reminding you to stay tuned, stay cool, and keep us on blast.